I played goalie throughout my intramural soccer career in college. This was due in large part to my wildly inaccurate toe-kicking technique. I still do own cleats.
Back at the closet here.
But the last time I wore them was almost a year ago for a very muddy game of American football.
Hello?
Hey, Dave. Dave Krusko was the captain of our intramural soccer team.
Like, what should I definitely not be doing?
You don't want to get under the ball too much. You know, because that's embarrassing if you go completely over the goal.
Case in point, says Dave, 1994.
And the pressure is on him.
Italy and Brazil were in a penalty shootout to decide the World Cup championship. Superstar Roberto Baggio was the final shooter for Italy.
He has to make it. Baggio, no!
Baggio puts the ball completely over the goal.
Brazil wins!
I don't know if this is like widespread, but in high school, if somebody would kick it over the goal, we would call that a Baggio.
As Dave points out, Baggio's one kick turned a superstar into a punchline for a bunch of high school kids. This is why penalty shots are terrifying. The team sport turns into an individual sport. The individual legacy is on the line.
Kevin.
Hey, how you doing,
hey, man?
Sir?
Tropical Park, August 29th. British Consul General in Miami, Kevin McGurgan, is wearing a kilt. He is very confident.
Oh, I predict a great British win today.
To be quite honest, the sound of this shootout would be very boring. But through the magic of radio, we can make some tweaks so the audio matches the emotional drama. Archival tape from the Chelsea-Madrid match earlier this summer, and we've got a crowd of 67,000. A little reverb and Kevin McGurgan's confidence can fill a stadium.
We've laid down the challenge to the United States, and pretty confident we'll carry it through.
And to boot, post-production color commentary from an announcer for the Fort Lauderdale Strikers.
We're getting ready here. My name is Juan Arango. Thank you very much for joining us. A glorious day for football. Kevin McGurgan and Kenny Malone, the UK against the US.
Round after round, Kevin matched me shot for shot.
Kenny looking the other way. Great finish to the opposite. McGurgan slotting in and going under. Kenny Malone.
Kevin McGurgan.
Right there running, skipping.
Here's the kick.
Oh, perfectly placed.
Caressing that post.
The kilt did not get in the way. Actually, it enhanced his technique.
We were tied through the standard five rounds.
Now it's one and done.
Still tied through eight rounds.
So Kenny Malone setting it up. What must be going through Kenny Malone's mind right now as he sets the ball?
I should have been thinking about Roberto Baggio.
Here's the run-up. Here comes the shot. Oh, it hits the crossbar. He grabs it up in the air, throws it back in. No, it's not going to count. It's not basketball. And the joy on Kevin McGurgan. He knows that victory is within reach.
I kicked it high. Kevin made his shot.
And a score!
And that was it.
I'm going to do HD.
My friend Dave watched the video over Skype.
Okay, watching now. Oh! It's a low Baggio, you know, low on the Baggio scale, but probably still on there.
Yeah.
Well, maybe now kicking it into the post and catching it will be the Malone. 10 years from now, we'll have to catch some soccer games and see if the kids are saying that.
There's a tradition at the end of friendly soccer matches. Players exchange jerseys. After our event, Kevin insisted we do this. I was wearing the most American thing I could find, a red, white, and blue shirt with the words American Resolve printed across the front. It cost $5 at Walmart. Kevin has that now. My new favorite shirt, Kevin's pristine $70 Scotland jersey. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.